again, Nigel Ogden here with The Organist Entertains. Well, a few weeks ago, we took ourselves off on another of our little outings, on this occasion to the David Aldred Organ Studios at Hyde in Cheshire, where there resides a very fine three-manual theatre organ. Well, I chatted both to David and his well-known organist wife, Joyce, who opens the show for us now on the Studio Compton with Once Upon a Time. Charles Strauss, Once Upon a Time, played by Joyce Aldred on the Compton organ in their organ studios in Hyde. Now, Joyce, last time we spoke to you on the programme, you'd recently returned from a trip to the USA where you'd been playing the new five-manual Wurlitzer pipe organ in the company's Illinois headquarters. And I was just thinking it must be rather nice to be able to come home and say, well, it may not have 5 manuals and 60-odd ranks, but it's all mine.
That's
or
right.
Ours, rather.
Yes, that's right. It's very nice to have one that you can play when you want to.
Yes. Just briefly, before we get onto this specific instrument, you are one of the few remaining resident theatre organists in the country. How long have you been playing at the Davenport Stockport now?
Just 15 years.
15 years. So you must find it very handy to have an organ at your disposal, more or less any time you like, to do arrangements and this sort of thing.
Well, it is from time to time, though I don't get much time on it. It would be much handier if I lived here at the shop, but I could pop on any time.
Yeah. How much is the organ used, in fact?
Not a great deal, really, although we do have concerts once a month and we have visiting organists, and I do use it for some tuition as well.
Yeah. On that particular subject, then, I always think it's perhaps a bit strange these days if people are requesting theatre organ tuition, because obviously a job as a theatre organist doesn't exist anymore. So what sort of people are you teaching?
Well, the people who enjoy music and just like to play a theatre organ are supposed to get a kick from it, like we all do.
So what sort of age of people are you teaching, Joyce?
They are teenagers.
Would you not think if they wanted to make any sort of career in music, it would be better to concentrate on the electronic organ, or do they do both?
Well, they do both.
Yes. Because I know electronic organ lessons form a major part of the business altogether, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, they do. Yes.
David, how many former locations has the organ been in before coming here?
It originally started in the Grand Cinema in Southport.
Mm.
Was taken out of there and installed in Cheetham Hill Methodist Church, minus the traps and all effects. It remained there until the building was structurally unsound, taken out and put into Paramount Organ Studios in Bolton, and we took possession of it at the beginning of 1977, I think it was.
Rather widely travelled then, isn't it?
Mm, indeed.
Yes. Has it changed much in the course of its life? Is it size-wise?
It has, yes. it started out as 6 ranks. We've added another 4 and replaced the original metal tibia with a wooden tibia.
Mm.
We reinstalled all the traps and effects, added a vibraphone and piano attachment.
Mm.
It changed in colour too, didn't it, David? Because it was dark brown when we got it,
yes.
And now it's white and gold.
Fine. Mm. All right, well, let's hear a bit more from it. Joyce, what are you going to play for us?
A little number which I heard recently, which I like very much, and it's called Be a Clown.
Thank you. David, it must have been quite a mammoth task to sort of rebuild any sort of theatre organ. I presume it wasn't a one-man job.
Indeed, no. Our thanks must be given to two stalwarts of the theatre organ maintenance network, namely Ken Morgan and Derek Chester, without who, you know, the whole project wouldn't have been possible. But over the years, and with the guidance of these two, we have picked up how it goes in and you know, gone on accordingly.
How long did it take altogether to reinstall here?
Just 12 months. We
pretty good going.
Took the organ out of Paramount Studios on New Year's Day, and we opened it at the end of January, 12 months later.
Who opened the organ?
Ron Curtis.
Quite a competent man, isn't he?
Oh, indeed.
He knows what he's doing, yeah. Joyce, briefly, for our radio listeners, describe the setup here and where the organ's located, if you will.
Yes, it's on the first floor of our store in Market Street, Hyde, and it's a large room which seats well over 100 people, and the acoustics are very good. We have a piano attached to it, which, when it's in tune, adds to it considerably. Right. And it's a very nice setup, really. People seem to enjoy coming here.
And the chambers, of course, are on the floor.
They're on the floor above, yes.
Did you play the organ in any of its former locations? I know you did at the Paramount Studios Bolton, of course, did you?
Yes. No, I didn't play it anywhere
not other
else.
Than that,
no,
you didn't.
But I did attend the opening at Cheetham Hill Methodist Church when Charles Smitten opened it.
Yeah. Well, David, we know Joyce plays, but you do a little bit as well.
A little bit.
Yes. That's right. Mm. Okay, well, do a bit for us now. What are you going to play?
Moonlight in Vermont.
Future plans for the organ, what are they? Recordings, possibly?
We have, now that we've seen how you do it, we've possibly get some in the can for an album. Yeah. It was very difficult not knowing how to go about it from a traffic point of view, because being on the main road, the swishing of the traffic can be quite off-putting, but from what's gone on this last day or two, we found out that it could be quite a reasonable proposition.
Yeah, good. And have you any future plans for additions, alterations to the specification?
Apart from possibly a nice open trumpet or an English horn, these ranks are very few and far between now, and the possibility of that is quite remote. But those are the two ranks I would like now.
It would seem as if it's, after all it's travelling around, it's going to be staying here for quite a long time.
Well, it depends on, obviously, the economic situation. It does occupy quite a large area, of which we have to pay rates on every year, and if those rates become excessive, as against the income we get from it, then obviously we'll have to look again at it.
Yeah. Well, I think we must congratulate you both on preserving yet another fine theatre organ and keeping it in such good condition. And thank you very much for letting us come up and chat to you today and record the organ. And what are you going to finish off by playing, Joyce?
I'll finish off by playing Nights of Gladness by Charles Ancliffe. I think it's very appropriate because we get many Nights of Gladness from the organ.
Good, thanks. Nights of Gladness from Joyce Aldred. Right, well, let me give you a few snippets of concert information for the forthcoming week. This Tuesday, the 26th, at 7:30 p.m, playing the Dome Brighton Christie, it's Lord and Master Douglas Reeve. Friday the 29th, also at 7:30 p.m, at the South Bank Polytechnic, Southwark, Cinema Organ Society members play the Wurlitzer there. Saturday the 30th at 7:30 at the 3J's Leisure Centre Gomersall, Ernest Broadbent. And it's good to know that Ernest is fully recovered now from all his various operations. And finally on Sunday the 31st at 3 p.m. at the Pavilion Theatre Bournemouth, Doreen Chadwick. Right, well, as we've only heard one number from David Aldred during the programme this evening, let's remedy that right away. David Aldred playing his fine Studio Compton. Well, I hope you've enjoyed yet another of our transplant feature programmes, and our sincere thanks, as I said, to David and Joyce for making us so welcome at Hyde. Well, I'll be back with you at 25 to 6 next Sunday afternoon, of course, and look forward to the pleasure of your company then. For now, take care of yourselves, and on behalf of my producer, Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying bye for now.